Today, we'd like to study title of Keep My Ordinance in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 1 through chapter 18, 3. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. First of all, ordinance is a local law coming from the Word of God. The Word of God works in variety in Psalm chapter 119, such as judgment, education law, statutes, as a written law, all of them come from the Word of God. Question 1, in chapter 17, verse 10, and whatever man of the house of Israel, or of the stranger who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and will cut him off from among the people. Why will whoever eats any blood be cut off from among his people? Question 2. In chapter 18, what are six kinds of abominable pagan customs? Custom is a habitual practice. Question 3. In chapter 18, verse 30, therefore you shall keep my ordinance so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile your service by them. I am the Lord your God. Why does God want to Israelite to keep his ordinance? The last question answer is basically in chapter 17-18, God's desire for Israelite's holy life is shown in light of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So chosen people should be holy because God, the chosen, is holy. So equally apply in New Testament time. We have believed, born again Christian, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So also should be holy because the God is holy through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as the Savior, the Lord. Before establishing the tabernacle at the time of Moses, God commanded to Moses' time to establish the tabernacle. Sacrifices were offered in open fields, practically any place in open fields, not a specific place. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord, and also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, Abel. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Basically, Cain offered agriculture, fruit, but Abel, the firstborn of this flock, maybe lamb, kind of things to offer, but not specific fields, open fields. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, Noah too. Noah came out of an ark, then Noah built an altar to the Lord. He made an altar and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. So last question, Genesis chapter 22, verse 13. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horn. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son, who was Isaac. So here, at that time, it is one of open field, but the later Mount of Moriah. So later to Solomon, the king, to build the Temple of Solomon on the Mount of Moriah, that place. But now meaning the time of Moses, chapter 17 and 18, it must be brought to the door of the tabernacle at the time of Moses. So that is a new commandment. God established tabernacle. That's called the as dispensation. God's commandment to the people, you know, in a certain time, you know. That's called dispensation. Chapter 17, verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, to his sons. So Aaron, high priest, his sons, priest, and to all children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, commanded, mandatory, no exception. For you, for Israel people, God's commandment always for us, not for God himself. Whatever man of the house of Israel who kills an ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp, or who kills it outside the camp, camp is a residence, like a tent. Okay, verse 4, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle. So if you do not bring it to the tabernacle of a meeting to offer an offering to the Lord, before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to them. He has shed blood, that man shall be cut off from among the people. But he does not bring it thereto, the guilt of bloodshed, because of the guilt of bloodshed, so he will be cut off from among his people, which he was subject to death penalty. Then, verse 5, to the end, and the ended, over, that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifice which they offer in the open fields. So it is ended that they offer in the open field, no longer to offer it in the open field, because God established tabernacle through Moses. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and 40, for God is not author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of saints. So God is peace. Also, God is in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. So God is basically not confusion. So right now, you still have a tabernacle, so you should bring the little tabernacle to priest, so that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle meeting to the priest right here, and offer them as a peace offering to the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord. Altar is a basic tabernacle court, you know, southeast side is there. So, and the door of the tabernacle meeting, and burn the fat to a sweet aroma to the Lord, or a savior to the Lord, so good smell to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifice to demons, so devils. So, which means we can see in that time, many pagan practice, they made it to, you know, open field, the mountain, anywhere, to devils, after whom they have played the harlot. Harlot, they are also the worshipper, idol worshipper, you know, women, like Ashtoreth, kind of thing, you know, the worship practices require group sex kind of thing, the harlot. This shall be a statute, written word of God forever, written law forever, for them throughout their generations. So, we can see that he treated the blood as a sacred one. You know, verse 6, the sprinkle, you know, sprinkle blood on the altar of the Lord, you know, blood given to the Lord. Here, verse 7, they shall no more offer their sacrifice to demons. So possible sacrifice in open fields other than that altar at the tabernacle. So basically, past sacrifice in open field, not, you know, dead old tabernacle. They have played the hollow sexual immorality as a pagan practice, statute forever for them throughout their generation. The sacrifices killed wherever must be brought to the door of a tabernacle to the priest to offer an offering to the Lord on the altar. So, that's verse 7. Verse 8, also you shall say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who dwell among you, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle meeting to offer it to the Lord, that man shall be cut off from among his people. So basically, at the time of Moses, the sacrifice should be bring at the door of the tabernacle to priest. Verse 10, and whatever man of the house of Israel, or of the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against the person who eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. So simply, whoever eats any blood shall be killed, subject to death penalty. Why? Verse 11, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. So basically, here is animal's life is taken off with the blood in the place of my soul. So which is the sanctuary of the blood. So sanctuary of blood, that's why atonement is my soul over my sin. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. So here is what we see. Here, it is not, you know, to transfuse. Transfusion is different, right? Eating. Eating is basically stomach through, transfusion is through vein or artery. In New Testament times, the dispensation of the fullest of the times in one or things in Christ, the Ephesians chapter 1, you know, verse 10, basically, that in the dispensation of the fullest of the times, plural, he, Jesus, might gather together in one or things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. Then, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 7, 12 and 14, we see Jesus sacrificed perfect, complete, superior to Old Testament kind of thing here. But into the second part, this Old Testament time, the high priest on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin committed in ignorance. Then, verse 12, Jesus Christ, not with the blood, goats and calves, but with his own blood, perfect, sinless, he entered the most holy place once for all, once sacrificed for all us, having obtained eternal redemption. Because if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ? So blood of Christ is supreme, so once sacrifice is enough sufficient, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works, through flesh work, to serve the things of God. So that is we can see, you know, Jesus Christ, the perfect in New Testament time, New Testament dispensation, God's commandment, you know, we repent of sin, unbelief of the Lord Jesus Christ, then believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. That time the Holy Spirit was in the hearts. Perfect. So therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, and 8 to 9. How about your blood? So case, here's example now concerning the things offered to idols. This is a food issue. This particular issue is the things offered to idol, or eating a blood or a meat, the leftover, some blood. You know, what happened? We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge purpose of this knowledge meaning everything created by God. So we can give thanks to the Lord. We may eat the meat offered to idol, or the meat with blood, or we meat blood sausage. Purpose of, but love edifies. This is, and if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. So knowing knowledge, basically everything coming from the Lord, but you missed one knowledge, because you should consider the weak Christian who still feel from knowledge of this Old Testament, you know, blood eating, kind of his impurity in that kind of, or the meat leftover impurity, or the meat offered idol. But food does not command us to God, not recommend us to us. For neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. So if you eat blood, so not better. If you do not eat the blood, you are not the worse. But beware, lest somehow this liberty of yours, based upon your knowledge, become a stumbling block for those who are weak. Stumbling, those who are weak to feel impurity by eating, you know, blood, you know, kind of thing. So here, once a sacrifice and for all people, Jesus' blood, bloodshed superior to any animal's blood in Old Testament time, and perfect and accomplished sacrifice. Now, so in New Testament time, any blood just as an eatable food, which is our knowledge, but before any weak Christians who feel still the sanctity of the blood from this Old Testament time, we should abstain eating blood or any meat not poured out blood thoughtfully. So that's it basically, because the love, you know, edifies the other people, build up other people. That's the answer. So verse 13, whatever man of the children of Israel and of the stranger who dwell among you, who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out its blood, cover it with dirt, pour out its blood completely, thoughtfully. So that is required. Its blood thrown out completely, covered with dirt, as the sanctity of blood. Because, verse 14, because it is the life of flesh, the blood sustains its life. Therefore I said to children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of the flesh is in blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off, shall be subject to death penalty. Verse 15, and every person who eats what dies naturally, or what was torn by beast, so that its blood still remains in its flesh, so consider unclean. Whether he is a native of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe in water, because unclean, and be unclean until evening. Then he shall be clean, but if he does not wash them or bathe his body, then he shall be bare his guilt. So guilt is like a serious thing, like. So then is chapter 18. Chapter 18 is basically six kinds of abominable pagan customs introduced there. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God, according to the doings of the land of Egypt. So pagans doing, you shouldn't do so. Will you do well? You shall not do. And according to doings, the land of Canaan too, where I am bringing you. Because God's desire of the Israelite holy life set apart from pagan practice to the Lord, to God. You shall observe my judgment, case law, keep my ordinance, local law coming from the word of God, to walk in them. I am the Lord your God, You shall therefore keep my statute and my judgment. Written law come from the word of God. My judgment, the case law, come from the word of God. Which if a man does, he shall live by them, meaning live by keeping my statutes, my judgment. But in New Testament time, when we believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, the indwelling Holy Spirit teaches all words of God, which we believe, so that we live by faith daily to follow Jesus. So that's just a little different. Then is 6 to 23, six kinds of abominable customs, 6 to 18, incestuous sexual relationship with near kin or relative, like his stepmother or sister, enter, you know, any kind of things like that. We already read it. Verse 19, also you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is in her customary impurity. That is a monthly menstruation. So impure sexual relationship prohibited, number two. Number three, verse 20, moreover you shall not lie carnally or bodily with your neighbor's wife to defile yourself with her. Adultery prohibited. Adultery, you know, actual definition is a married person's sexual relationship with another. That is adultery. So in the Bible, a little apply, extended to sexual immorality. Verse 21, and you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire of Moloch. This is a Moloch, the idol god of pleasure. The worship process requires infant sacrifice. So, nor shall you profane the name of your God, I am the Lord. So, infant sacrifice, offering infant as a sacrifice to the Moloch, prohibited. Then, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. So homosexuality, you know, prohibited. So including same gender in a sexual relationship, lesbian, homosexual, according to the Bible. Verse 23, nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion or confusion. That is called bisexuality, sex with the animals. That is perversion, confusion. So therefore, six kinds of abominable pagan practice cause disease, genetic deformity, for example, relatives, the marriage kind of thing, sexual relation, death or age kind of thing, broken family peace, so stepdaughter, stepson, love each other kind of relation, you know, obviously broken family peace and society peace, and defiled God's image. So for example, bisexuality, human being created in image of God, so sex with the animal, that is defiled God's image. Then verse 24, do not defile yourselves with any of these things, for by all these nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. Because the nations defiled in this kind of practice, that's why the Lord cast down them over the, from the land. Also, he indicated the land vomits out its inhabitant, them meaning God is evicting them out because of the abominable customs. So the land vomits out its inhabitants. So verse 26, you shall therefore keep my statute, my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any strangers, sojourner, who dwells among you. For this abomination the men of the land have done, who are before you, and thus the land is defiled. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile. If you did this abominable pagan practice, you also will be kicked out over the land or the land vomit out you too, as it vomits out the nations that were before you. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Last question. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinance. Why? So that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. Because of God's desire of their holy life, like the holy God. That's the answer. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The Blue Book, page 2, number 3.